the extended mix of Talk Talks, It's My Life. Wrapping up that set of music. Before that, the 12-inch remix of Prince's Raspberry Beret, and started off the entire set with some Duran Duran and the 12-inch mix, the original 12-inch mix of Girls on Film. As we are celebrating the life of Doug Goffis, who we lost on December 9th, 2021, a valued member of the WRCT family, and for many, many years served as our public service announcement director. So in tribute to Doug, how about a public service announcement?
I drive my bus in a busy city. That's why road safety is so important to me. I know that I must slow down and be extra careful when I make a wide turn. Buses need more room than cars. Everyone can help keep our roads safe. Next time you're driving, remember to give buses plenty of time and space to finish turning before driving ahead. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
One of the great things of the 1980s, in the Mockster's opinion, was that whole synth pop movement. It was made for extended mixes, remixes, 12-inch mixes, club mixes, and that happened. That, combined with the fact that vinyl was still the prevalent source for people playing music. So let's go back into the extended mix of the Mockster's favorite Depeche Mode song.
When I'm with you, baby, I go out of my head.
three songs that have three things in common. Uh-oh. I got to find out what those three things are. First and foremost, that Vince Clark wrote all of those songs. Second, they came out in the 1980s. And number three, they were the 12-inch or extended mix of those songs. How about that? Yaz with a Situation, or Yazoo, if you were from the UK. A song that was originally a B-side in the UK for their first single. And when they released their first album back in 1982 in the States, upstairs at Eric's, they actually ripped a song off of that and put that one on there because it was a very popular song. So that's why you know it and you're like, oh, my Upstairs at Eric's is the import. It doesn't have that. Well, that's why. Erasure before that was Sometimes from 1986. And then 1981, first single from Depeche Mode, Just Can't Get Enough. Right before the album came out, that song was released. And then same time, Vince Clark was like, I'm out of here. He left the band. It's true. Hey, speaking of that, synth pop, extended mixes, dance mixes, how about some New Order?
Every time I think of you, I feel a shot right through with a bow off the wood. It's no problem of mine, but it's a problem I find. Living a life that I can't leave behind. But there's no sense in telling me. The wisdom of a fool won't set you free. But that's the way that it goes, and it's what nobody knows. Well, every day my confusion grows.
We'll be right back. machine just to keep my mouth from spouting junk. Must have took me for a fool, cause they chucked me out of school, cause the teacher knew I had the fun. But tonight I'm on the edge, better shut me in the fridge, cause I'm burning up. I'm burning up. With the vision in my brain, and the music in my veins, and the dirty rhythm in my blood. They are messing with my heart, and they're messing with my heart, and they're messing with my heart. Oops, I'm messing with my ripping me apart. Hyperactive when I'm small, hyperactive when I'm grown, hyperactive in the night, young.
To tell you one of the great things about that version, the 12-inch version of Thomas Dolby's Hyperactivate, is he has an accompanying music video that goes with it. Before the Thomas Dolby Mighty Lemon Drops with an extended version of Out of Our Hand, and New Order with the extended dance mix of Bizarre Love Triangle. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm playing extended mixes, 12-inch mixes, in tribute to Doug Goffis, who we lost back on December 9th. Part of the WRCT family, and we miss Doug, and he used to do a show that played only songs that were 12-inch mixes and extended mixes. So I, the Monster, I'm paying tribute by doing that, doing the same thing.
Some like it hot. Feel the heat. Some
tried. Some like it hot, so let's turn up the heat till we fry.
like it hot. Some like it hot. And the mirror's reflection, I'm a dancing with myself. When there's no one else inside, in the crowd and lonely night. Well, I wait so long for my love vibration, and I'm dancing with myself. It'll give me time to think. If I had a chance, I'd have a woman to dance, and I'd be dancing on with myself. Dancing on with myself. Dancing on with myself. Well, there's nothing to lose, so there's nothing to prove. Well, I'm dancing on with myself. It'll give me time to think. If I had the chance, I'd ask a woman to dance, and I'd be dancing on with myself. I'm dancing on with myself.
Dancing with myself.
from 1980. Yeah, 1980. That's the 12-inch mix of Blondie's Call Me here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Before the Blondie, how about some Generation X? Generation X, Billy Idol doing Dancing With Myself, the extended mix of that song. And then I start off the entire set with some Power Station with Some Like It Hot, the 12-inch mix of that. Hey, I'm the Mockster, and that's what I've been doing. I'm wrapping up 2 hours of paying tribute to Doug Goffis, a member of the WRCT family for almost 20 years, who we lost on December 9th, 2021. And a lot of you remember him from doing Goffis Golden Oldies Saturday afternoons here on WRCT. But early in his career at WRCT, what he did was he played remixes, extended mixes, 12-inch mixes of like 80s songs and dug into the vinyl. It's like, hey, did you know that Sussudio had like a 19-minute version and he'd play it? And that's why we love Doug and we love WRCT. Doug, you will be missed, and I, the Mockster, hopefully you enjoyed this tribute of Doug Goffis and what he has inspired me and other people. Hey, and speaking of inspiring me, I actually host an 80s, 90s night down at Arsenal Lanes each and every Thursday evening. So the odds of me playing a remix or an extended mix is short. It's not even good. But I might. You never know. But if it's from the 80s or 90s, I'll play it because that's what I do. Also, I wanted to put a shout-out to Jay Thurber. Yeah, that kid that remembers the 70s and the 60s and the 50s. Yeah. Okay, Gen Xer. Jay Thurber, because he was a strong supporter of Doug Goffis with everything he's done. Doug actually did a show on his Tube City radio. But you can catch Jay Thurber here on WRCT each and every Saturday from noon to 3 with a little program called Radio 9. Yeah, it's a mix of oldies. He throws some new stuff in there. There's a bunch of snark, because that's what Jay Thurber is. He's old, yet he's new. And he's filled in the middle with snark, which at Dunkin' Donuts, if you ask for a middle of snark, they don't appreciate that. But you can catch that each and every Saturday at noon here. It's Radio 9. It's independent freeform radio. It's WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. I'm the Mockster. I appreciate you listening to this little program. I like to call it Viva La Mock.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Jimmy's mother is worried about a precious boy. The other lads in the playground he chooses to avoid. They're always fighting, it ain't exciting or so inviting to him. They're rough and dirty and goes up hurting. He must profess to be prim. He's always been a bit different from the day he was born. He wasn't built like his brothers. It made his parents forlorn. Jim didn't fit in. He started knitting and quietly sitting around. Some girls were friendly, approached.
him gently. An accidentally found he wants to hang with the girls. He wants to hang with the girls. He doesn't care what they say. He's doing things his own way. Jenny's father is worried. Goes for dead in the stead. She won't wear ruffles. She gets in scuffles and rips those ruffles to shreds. Cause he hangs with the boys. He likes to hang with the boys. She's out here making some noise. Well, I'm the gang with the boys. Put on the gang. Tender. This ain't no heavenly love. They got together, birds of a feather, and sent the heavens above. They're in love, they're in love, they're in love, they're in love, they're in love. He wants to hang with his girl. She wants to hang with his boy. And all the night with his girl. She'll form a gang with his boy. She wants to hang with.
Hello and welcome to Breakfast for Dinner. This is DJ Chris Wired. I want to thank you for joining me. You just heard new music from the Hoodoo Gurus. They have a new album out called Chariot of the Gods. And that was Hang with the Girls. Good stuff. Back to some classic stuff from them. We also got more good stuff here for you this show. But first, let's take care of some business.
Mom was always very organized.
But my sister and I noticed she started to forget things.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
My sister and I were there for Mom and each other.
If you or your family are noticing changes,